the relationship between social participation and wheelchair breakdowns in people with spinal cord injury. Sarah Munera Orozco 1, 2, Maria Luisa Toro 3, Lynn Warby 2, 4, Michael L. Boninger 1, 2, 4, Rory A. Cooper 1, 2, Jonathan Perlman 1, 2. 1. Department of Rehabilitation Science and Technology, University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, PA2 Human Engineering Research Labs, VA Pittsburgh Healthcare System Rehabilitation Science and Technology, University of Pittsburgh 3. Programa de Fisioterapia, Facultad de Salud, Universidad CES, Medellin, Colombia. 4. Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, PA. Abstract. People with spinal cord injuries use wheelchairs to participate in different roles and activities. However, the relationship between wheelchair breakdowns and social participation has yet to be explored. With this study, we aim to further understand this relationship. A sample of 178 wheelchair users was recruited as part of a larger study and asked about breakdowns in the previous 6 months. They also completed ProMIS questionnaires examining social participation. There were no significant relationships between wheelchair breakdowns and social participation for this sample. Nevertheless, wheelchair breakdowns are a prevalent issue and negative consequences are frequently reported. Further research is needed to understand how wheelchair breakdowns impact social participation of wheelchair users as well as other quality of life factors. Background. According to the World Health Organization, 15% of the world population has a disability and 1% needs a wheelchair, World Health Organization, 2008b. In the United States, it is estimated that there are 3.6 million adults who use a wheelchair, Brault, 2012. Social participation is a fundamental right of every human being, Leighton and Steele, 2015. And access to a proper wheelchair is the first step in accomplishing this for many individuals who cannot ambulate independently, Chen et al. 2011, United Nations, 2006, World Health Organization, 2008a. For wheelchair users, multiple factors are associated with community and social participation, including wheelchair skills, comfort, and durability, Smith, Sakakibara, and Miller, 2014. Wheelchair breakdowns have negative consequences, such as leaving users injured or stranded, Chen et al. 2011, Reducing Mobility, Warobia, Oyster, Namunaitis, Cooper, and Boninger, 2012, and Decreasing Quality of Life, Barrett, Burnick, Cott, and Condos, 2002. Based on this evidence, it seems logical that wheelchair breakdowns would be associated with social participation. Breakdowns and repairs are common for wheelchair users. According to Warby et al., 52.6% of wheelchair users completed repairs in a 6-month period. This number has been increasing over time, McClure et al., 2009, Warby et al., 2012, and 32.3% of wheelchair users experienced at least one adverse consequence as a result of the associated breakdown, Warby et al. 2012. The topic of wheelchair breakdowns and their consequences is increasingly represented in research. Nevertheless, to our knowledge, the relationship between wheelchair breakdowns and social participation has not been studied. There are two possible relationships between these two issues. Due to an increase in the use of wheelchairs, a higher social participation could be tied to more breakdowns. On the other hand, an increase of breakdowns could lead to a lower social participation, because users would prefer not to be active in the community if they cannot rely on their wheelchairs. The relationship between breakdowns and social participation was more broadly explored rather than hypothesizing if the relationship is in a certain direction. Methods. Subjects and testing setup. A multi-center descriptive study was conducted based on cross-sectional data. participants were recruited from 4 model system centers for spinal cord injury as part of a larger study on the impact of a wheelchair skills or maintenance training programs. Approval of the Institutional Review Board was obtained prior to the start of the study. After informed consent was obtained, participants answered a demographics questionnaire that asked about breakdowns and need for repairs in the previous 6 months on each part of the wheelchair, as well as general information such as age, gender, and level of injury. 15 wheelchair components, 11 of which were relevant to both manual and power wheelchair users, and 4 additional that were relevant to only power wheelchair users, see Table 2, were specifically addressed. Participants were also asked to state if there was a consequence due to that breakdown, and if a repair was attempted or completed. Pro-miss instruments on ability to participate in social roles, satisfaction with participation in roles and activities, and social isolation were also collected. Pro-miss, 2014A, 2014B, 2015A. These instruments are part of the social health domain framework and are a computerized adaptive test in which participant responses guide the system's choice of subsequent items. PROMIS, 2015b. Data processing from the sample of 178 subjects, 3 were excluded from the analysis due to missing data. The level of SCI was divided into quadriplegia and paraplegia, Maynard et al. 1997. The number of breakdowns was dichotomized to breakdown or no breakdown. Statistical tests were done using SPSS version 22, and the level of significance was set at 0.05. A logistic regression with social participation, ability to participate, and social isolation as independent variables and the dichotomous variable of breakdown as the dependent variable was used. Results. Data from a total of 175 wheelchair users were analyzed. The mean age of the participants was 45.5, plus minus sign 14.1. Table 1 contains the demographic characteristics of the participants. For this sample, 74.3%, N equals 130, reported a breakdown in the last 6 months and 64% completed a repair in the same period of time, suggesting 10% of the wheelchair's breakdowns were unrepaired. Table 1. Demographic characteristics of the participants. No. Percent of subjects, no. Of missing subjects. Gender male, 128, 73.1. 0. Female, 47, 26.9, type of wheelchair used manual wheelchair, 94, 53.7, 0. Power wheelchair, 79, 45.1. Power assist wheelchair, 2, 1.1, level of injury paraplegia, 92, 52.6, 8. Tetraplegia, 75, 42.6, occupational status working, 35, 20.0, 0. Homemaker, 1.6. Retired, 26, 14.9. Student, 14, 8.0. Unemployed, 57, 32.6. Other, 42, 24.0. The mean number of breakdowns in the last 6 months was 3.2, plus minus sign 4.1. Table 2 shows the frequency and percentage of breakdowns for each part of the wheelchair. 21.5% of the users reported an adverse event after a breakdown. For this sample, power wheelchair users experience more breakdowns than manual wheelchair users, p equals 0.003. The mean for the PROMIS questionnaires was the following: ability to participate 50.8, plus minus sign 8.2. Satisfaction with participation in social roles 50.3, plus minus sign 8.5. Social isolation 46.73, plus minus sign 8.07. The regression analysis did not yield significant results. There was no relationship between breakdowns and social participation, and none of the independent variables predicted the dependent variable, p equals 0.489. Discussion. While ProMIS questionnaires focus on the challenges the user experiences when performing regular activities at home and work, and engaging in social relationships, there are factors that may be related to wheelchair breakdowns that are not reported with these questionnaires, such as the quality and reliability of the wheelchair, the level of activity as it relates to distance traveled, the weather conditions and terrain where it was used, and the maintenance performed. Toro, Garcia, Ojeda, Dazzi, and Perlman, 2012. The results of the ProMIS questionnaires for this sample are similar to the results for the general population, ProMIS Health Organization and ProMIS Cooperative Group, 2011. The study shows a breakdown incidence of 74.3% and a mean of 3.2 breakdowns in a period of 6 months, with 21.5% users experiencing consequences. The most frequent causes of wheelchair breakdowns were due to worn-out tires or tubes, 17.1%, and loose positioning supports, 16.4%. This information is especially relevant so that users can regularly inspect these components. The data on this study supports previous research stating that power wheelchair experience more breakdowns than manual wheelchair users. Gall, Rebholz, Hotchkiss, and Failzer, 1997. The results of this study indicate that 64% of wheelchair users completed repairs in the last 6 months. Previous studies have reported this number to be between 26% and 44.8%. Fitzgerald et al. 2005. McClure et al. 2009. Although the questions asked in this study were slightly different than in these previous studies, it does suggest a possible increase in the repair rate of wheelchairs over time, which is concerning for the safety and quality of life of wheelchair users. Table 2. Frequency and percentage of breakdowns. Total number of breakdowns. Percentage of breakdowns. Worn-out tire or tube in any wheel, 17.11%. Broken wheel axle, 12.293%. Loose wheel or casters, 26.636%. Broken caster assembly, 10.244%. Broken wheel or caster bearings, 28.685%. Broken wheelchair frame, 10.244%. Loose positioning support, 40.16.38%. Worn out positioning support, 40.9.78%. Worn out seating components, 30.9.78%. Broken seating components, 8.7.33%. Suspension elements, 16.98%. Broken controller box, 25.587%. Loose controller box, 12.465%. Battery that would not hold charge, 14.3.42%. Broken power seat function, 68.3.67%. Even though no relationship between social participation and wheelchair breakdowns was found, it is clear that breakdowns and adverse events have an impact on wheelchair users. Chen et al. 2011, Kirby, Aykroyd, Stollers, Brown, Kirkland, and McLeod, 1994. Thus, the ProMIS questionnaires for the social health domain may not be sensitive to this relationship, and a different indicator or a data collection approach more targeted at the consequences of the breakdown on participation may need to be used or developed. Future work. Social participation is a central concept in rehabilitation, and while extremely important for everyone, it is even more so for wheelchair users. Baum, 2011. Further research is needed in order to understand the causes of wheelchair breakdowns and its relationship to social participation. This may include developing more sensitive objective and subjective instruments that can capture the activity level of the user and the consequences of a breakdown on social participation. Limitations. The sample was recruited as part of a larger study on wheelchair training on skills and maintenance, thus, it is possible that this sample was biased. It may have been more likely for individuals with wheelchair breakdowns to participate in this study when compared with individuals who had never experienced a breakdown on their wheelchairs. Users were not asked if they were performing routine maintenance. They were only asked about repairs to specific problems of their wheelchairs, which could impact the breakdown rate. The inspection of the wheelchair and some basic maintenance activities such as filling the tires with air can improve the performance of the wheelchair and affect the number of breakdowns. Conclusions. For this sample of the population, no relationship was found between social participation and whether a wheelchair breakdown occurred. This study did reveal, however, that wheelchair breakdowns are common among wheelchair users and highlights the need for an intervention to reduce breakdowns, such as regular maintenance or more reliable wheelchairs. Acknowledgements. This paper was part of the Collaboration on Mobility Training, COMIT, study and was funded by the National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research, NIDILRR. The primary author gratefully acknowledges Fulbright for supporting her studies and research at the University of Pittsburgh. References. Baum, C. M. 2011. Fulfilling the Promise. Supporting Participation in Daily Life. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 92, 169-175. http://doi.org/10.1016/j.apmr.2010.12.010. Barrett, E. M. Burnick, L. G. Cott, C. A. Encantus, P. C. 2002. The Meaning of Mobility for Residents and Staff in Long-Term Care Facilities. Journal of Advanced Nursing, 37438345. http://doi.org/10.1046/j.1365-2648.2002.02104.x. Brault, M. W. 2012. Americans with Disabilities. 2010. Washington, D.C. Chen, W. Y. Zhang, Y. Wang, Jader, Wang, W. N. Chang, C. C. Mao, H. F. and Wang, Y. H. 2011. Wheelchair-related accidents. Relationship with wheelchair using behavior in active community wheelchair users. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 92, 6, 892-898. http://doi.org/10.1016/j.apmr.2011.01.008. Fitzgerald, S. G. Collins, D. M. Cooper, R. A. Tolrico, M. Kelleher, A. Hunt, P. Cooper, R. 2005. Issues in Maintenance and Repairs of Wheelchairs. A Pilot Study. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 42658-853-862. http://doi.org/10.1682/jrrd.2004.10.0130. Gall, R. P. Rebholz, N. Hotchkiss, R. D. and Feuelzer, P. F. 1997. Wheelchair Rider Injuries. Causes and Consequences for Wheelchair Design and Selection. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 34-1, 5871. Kirby, R. L. Aykroyd-Stollers, S. Brown, M. Kirkland, S. and McLeod, D. 1994. Wheelchair-related accidents caused by tips and falls among non-institutionalized users of manually propelled wheelchairs in Nova Scotia. American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 73.5, 330-319. Layton, N., and Steele, E. 2015. An environment built to include rather than exclude me, creating inclusive environments for human well-being. International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, 12, 11146-11162. http://doi.org/10.3390/igerph12091114 Maynard, F. M., Bracken, M. B., Graham, C., Ditino, J. F., Donovan, W. H. Docker, T. B. Young, W. 1997. International Standards for Neurological and Functional Classification of Spinal Cord Injury. Spinal Cord, 35.5, 266-274. http://doi.org/10.1038/sj.sc.3100432. McClurer, L. A. Boninger, M. L. Oyster, M. L. Williams, S. Houlihan, B. Lieberman, J. A. and Cooper, R. A. 2009. Wheelchair Repairs, Breakdown, and Adverse Consequences for People with Traumatic Spinal Cord Injury. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 90, 2034-2038. http://doi.org/10.1016/j.apmr.2009.07.020 PROMIS 2014A. A Brief Guide to the PROMIS Satisfaction with Social Roles and Activities Instruments. PROMIS 2014V. Ability to Participate in Social Roles and Activities. PROMIS 2015A. A Brief Guide to the PROMIS Social Isolation Instruments. PROMIS 2015B. Domain Frameworks. PROMIS Adult Self-Reported Health. Retrieved February 8, 2016, from http://www.nihpromis.org/measures/domain-framework-1 PROMIS Health Organization and PROMIS Cooperative Group. 2011. PROMIS Instrument Level Statistics including gender, educational level, age bracket, clinical, and levels of self-rated general health subgroups. Retrieved February 8, 2016, from http://www.nihpromis.org/documents/promis_age_gender_comorbidity.pdf Smith, E. M. Sakakibara, B. M., and Miller, W. C. 2014. A Review of Factors Influencing Participation in Social and Community Activities for Wheelchair Users. Disability and Rehabilitation. Assistive Technology, 3107, December, 114. http://doi.org/10.3109/174831072014.989420 Toro, M. L. Garcia, Y. Ojeda, A. M. Dawsey, D. and Perlman, J. 2012. Quantitative Exploratory Evaluation of the Frequency, Causes and Consequences of Rehabilitation Wheelchair Breakdowns Delivered at a Pediatric Clinic in Mexico. Disability, CBR and Inclusive Development, 23.3, 4864. http://doi.org/10.5463/dcid.v23i3.167 United Nations. 2006. Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and Optional Protocol. New York, NY. United Nations. retrieved from http://www.un.org/disabilities/convention/conventionfull.shtml World Health Organization. 2008A. Guidelines on the provision of manual wheelchairs in less resource settings. Switzerland. World Health Organization. 2008B. The World Health Report. Warobial, Oyster, M., Nemunaitis, G., Cooper, R., and Boninger, M. L. 2012. Increases in wheelchair breakdowns, repairs, and adverse consequences for people with traumatic spinal cord injury. American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. Association of Academic Physiatrists. 91-6, 463-469.